Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Welcome to Season 3 on the Design Atlas podcast. This season, we will be rocketing ourselves into the vastness of outer space, but also keep things real here on planet Earth.
We will explore the intersection of design, science, and engineering from a creative perspective, and highlight exactly how creativity helps the space industry as a whole. Through an extensive lineup of guests from organizations like NASA, the European Space Agency, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, Google, and many others, we are excited to take you on the journey of discovery through the desire of keeping things human while we explore and uncover more about the origins of our universe and what's really out there.
I'm senior product designer Jens Bringsjord.
And I'm graphic designer Megan Ludke. And we're going to be your co-hosts for the third season of the Design Atlas podcast.
Both of us have had a keen interest in design and everything space in general, so we thought it would be great to bridge our two passions together and create a super impactful, educational, and fun season for all of you. We are so excited to uncover with you the connection of design and the bigger impact it has on future technologies that are being developed and the general design intersections in the science and engineering fields.
Through this discovery, we will rocket into space with NASA astronaut Nicole Stott and learn about painting watercolors in zero gravity and learn more about how she is sharing her experiences as a former NASA astronaut through art.
And so if my art, whether they like it or not, you know, can lure them in some way, and I can talk to them about the backstory of what the inspiration for that painting was, and here's what we're doing on this space station, and all of these things that, you know, then they walk away. They're the ones with the app on their phone, you know, putting their zip code in. When's the space station going to be flying over? And they want to know, you know, they want to know then.
And next, we will talk with information and visual designers Sarah Paletti from the European Space Agency and Valentina De Filippo, an award-winning data designer in London. And we will talk to them about what it takes to translate complex information and topics into beautiful infographics for the general public to view and interpret.
How to just be able to reach people who know very well about the subject. So really the scientist, you know, who knows about the mission, who knows about gravitational waves and these kind of things, you know, but also the people in the street who just have no clue about these kind of things, you know. So how can you just reach both of them, you know?
But I suppose it's just about being inspired. I think inspiration drives your motivation to get out of the box. I think that's why I really like to do what I do, because I feel like there is no one brief that is the same as another one. And there is no data set that is the same, because every data puzzle, every data story that we're trying to solve or tell is truly unique. And therefore you need unique ways to use design to solve the puzzle.
You will hear from Chief Creative Director John Lepore at Perception Studio, and learn about how their work in science fiction helps influence the reality of futuristic technologies being produced today.
For us, the key thing is this idea of the future of technology. And so that actually carries over into the other half of our business and the other half of the work that we do, which is similar in that we're thinking about the future of technology, but we're doing it with real-world brands.
And we will introduce you to Tanya Gupta, a former NASA augmented and virtual reality engineer, and how she landed a creative residency position with Adobe.
Like, I wasn't trying to make it all fit into one box because I knew that that was going to limit me and not make a lot of sense because I have a lot of different hobbies and very different disciplines.
Next, we will take you deep into the cosmos with Bray Falls and Eloise Moore to understand how astrophotography and telescopes capture the vast universe and what it really means for us here on Earth to constantly be looking into the cosmos.
The great thing that makes this all possible is automation with computers. So it feels a little bit like cheating sometimes, but once you have everything set up, I have it like so set up to the point where I can hit run. And then I go to sleep, and then the telescope just does all its stuff throughout the night, and then I wake up and have a big pile of images in the morning.
Humans are by nature really curious about things. Like, I don't know, like understanding how things work, looking up at the stars, wondering what's out there. It kind of like is really interesting to a lot of people at some sort of level. I guess it's curiosity in a way.
Senior user experience designers Ivan Tolmachev from Blue Origin and Rachel Feynman from Google will bring us back down to Earth and share how space exploration can change the way we experience our everyday lives and find inspiration. They'll dive deep into navigating life, being a designer, and what it takes to follow your passions.
And then all of a sudden, I stumble upon Blue Origin Careers website, and I see that they are looking for a UX designer. I was like, oh, interesting. I wonder if, you know, if this might be it, you know, if this is the providence. Not, nowadays, I kind of see it as more meaningful than what I thought about it back then.
I felt like I was always very much like 50-50 left brain and right brain, you know, and I was really good at math, and I liked math, and I liked problem solving. But I was so confused because I was like, you know, I really love, like, I'm very artistic. I was so on that side of the brain, very creative, but then I also really loved like math and problem solving. And I really feel like I found myself in this sweet spot where I'm able to do both, where I like have a very strong creative side.
And finally, to close out the season, we will talk to Dan Goods, a visual strategist and creative director at the studio within NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and learn about how a team of designers, artists, makers, strategists, and thinkers are helping scientists and engineers imagine the future and help give people a sense of awe and wonder about the universe.
I think what draws me to space is just the how it makes us think about ourselves, and I can't look at space and not ask all the big questions and deep, you know, things that maybe we'll never answer.
We are so excited to have you on this journey with us. So get ready for the wild ride, because our first guest of this season will join us next week on May 12th.
Be sure to subscribe to the show so you don't miss out on the episodes this season. Also, be sure to leave us an honest review about the podcast. We are constantly learning and want to make sure you're enjoying the show. And last but not least, we'd love to see you in our Slack community with other listeners and guests from the show. Check out the link below in the description and be sure to join us.
We hope you're looking forward to next week, and we can't wait to share with you everything we've got planned this season.
Griffin, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Join us for next week's episode as we explore a different side of the crew traveling at sonic speeds above the Earth. We will be joined by NASA astronaut Nicole Stott as she explains her experience of painting watercolor in zero gravity. If you'd like to support the show or to learn more about Design Atlas, please visit our website, designatlaspod.com. To get in touch with us, DM us on Instagram or tweet us at designatlaspod. Or send us an email at hello@designatlaspod.com. You can also join the Design Atlas Slack community to connect with our show guests and get behind-the-scenes content and the latest design resources. Link is in the show notes. Finally, don't forget to subscribe to the show so you don't miss out on the next episodes. We would really appreciate if you could give us an honest review about the show. Thanks again for listening to Design Atlas.